Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Going to talk some NCAA college basketball and the tournament, which is upcoming, with Seth Greenberg, who is ESPN's college basketball analyst. He joins us now. How you doing, Seth?
Tig, what's going on, man? You doing all right? You ready? Your Cavs ready or what?
They better be. Did I know that you were with the Cavs back in the '80s? I didn't know this.
84 Final Four, you had a year after Ralph Sampson.
Wow, so I can say wahoo to you.
Ricky Stokes and Othell Wilson and Tom Shee and Olden Polynes.
Yeah, man, I can say wahoo to you, and you know what I'm talking about. Not everybody.
I do, but then I went to the dark side, right?
Exactly. You definitely did. Hey, what's this I'm hearing about Buzz Williams potentially leaving? Is there any truth to this? Going to Texas A&M or something like that?
They can write a check now. Last time I checked, Buzz likes money.
Yeah. don't we all?
Yeah, exactly. An easier path.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways. Now, the SEC is getting a lot better, but there's a little bit of easy pay. He's from Texas, but he's got a big-time buyout from what I'm hearing.
Like, yeah.
Big-time buyout. So, you know, I don't understand that Texas A&M money is real.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're going to have to pay him and pay the buyout unless he negotiates something down. So that'll be interesting. His team next year won't be as good. They graduate Justin Robinson. They graduate, the core of their team, and Kerry Blackshear could go out.
Yeah, I hear you. That makes a lot
of
sense.
As well as he played at the end of the year.
Yeah, so that's just something that's percolating around the edges right now. Virginia Tech could lose their head coach, who's done a really good job with the Hokies. But as we all know, the ACC is the dominant conference in college basketball, with three number ones this year, Virginia, North Carolina, and Duke being the number one overall. I saw this on with Doug Gottlieb, former colleague here. He's now over at Fox, talking about how Duke is likable because of Zion Williamson. He's such a stud, but he seems very approachable. Do you buy into that?
Yeah, I said that 2 months ago. I said this is unique for a Duke team. You remember when I coached in the ACC? You know, we had J.J. Redick. We've seen Grayson Allen. Obviously, Christian Leiter set the tone. Wojo was involved. But this team there's something special about Zion Williamson. He's an energy giver. Look, we've all been on teams or been around teams where you had one guy that just, you know, he changes the mood in your locker room. He changes the energy on the floor. He raises the level of everyone around him. And that's what Zion Williamson has been able to do.
Yeah,
I mean, you look the way Trey Jones plays when Zion's on the court. When he's not on the court, it's two different people.
Yeah.
Even RJ Barrett, Cam Reddish, everyone else, and you know his energy, his passion, his ownership, his enthusiasm, and then the freaky plays he makes.
Yeah.
How can you not be excited?
Yeah, you're right. But you know what? Interestingly, some of the games that they're in, they should be dominating, right? Syracuse. I know they're it's Boeheim, and so that zone always confuses you a little bit and takes some getting used to. But they were in the game with Duke. How is it that Duke doesn't blow out teams with these three studs? I mean, they all are going to get drafted
high. They have
high.
Two studs. I'm going to put a rest here.
You don't like Trey?
I love Trey as a leader. I'm talking about Cam Reddish.
Yeah,
Cam Reddish,
I gotcha.
You don't know which Cam Reddish you're going to get. Trey Jones is an elite defender. He's a great leader. And he, you know, what he is I call it an advanced pass. When they turn you over and the ball hits Trey's hands, it's only in his hands a millisecond. Because it's out of his hands and up the floor, and they're laying it in. He's a great advanced passer.
Yeah.
But he can't shoot it. So people shrink off the court off him and give a lot of help. You know, he might be a first-round draft choice. He might not. The other guy, you were a really, really, really good player, and you played on good teams back in the glory days of Virginia football.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, but the other teams got guys on scholarship also.
Yeah.
And the other teams are prideful, and when you get in league play and people are really familiar with your style of play, what to give, what to take away, you're not going to just blow people out. But they can impose their will on the game at any time. So, you know, look, I mean, it's hard to win. It's hard to dominate. But they have the ability to raise their level. And, you know, Duke is a hard team to play against, especially when he first comes back. You got to make shots. They're not a great shot-making team. And they are vulnerable. Like, I picked Duke to win it all. But the more I am studying it, the more I think, hey, Michigan State might get them if they get to the Elite Eight.
Yeah.
Gonzaga's already beaten them. North Carolina was a tipping away from beating them. So it's not like we can just hand this trophy to them. They're going to have to go earn it, and they have pressure. Now, how will those young kids deal with game pressure? Remember the year that Kentucky was almost undefeated?
Yeah, I do. I do.
All right? And Wisconsin wasn't better than Kentucky, but Wisconsin beat them.
Yeah, no, you're right.
So it's all about how they handle that game pressure will be interesting.
Yeah, it's all about the matchup sometimes, and you know how it's coached, which is something I'll get to in a second. Seth Greenberg, ESPN college basketball analyst, joins us. How important is coaching at this level of the NBA of the college basketball season? Obviously, it's matchups, it's style of play. We talk about, you know, Syracuse's zone. You also talk about say Virginia's pace. They slow you down and frustrate you with that pack line defense. Now they can shoot and score, so they're justified as a number one again. How important is it to have the right coach at this point?
I think it's really important. And by the way, Frank Howard just was just something that came right across the line. Frank Howard is out for the NCAA tournament for failure to comply to university policies.
Oh, wow.
The typical 3-game suspension. He's out. There you go. How you can do that at this stage of the season and turn your back on your teammates is beyond me, but that's some sad news.
Yeah, wow.
That's awful. But coaching is important because, like, this time of the year, there's a couple things you got to do. First of all, you got to deal, as a head coach, you got to deal with creating a vision. Like, you're going to the NCAA tournament, you're not getting to the Final Four the first week, and you're in a 4-team tournament. That's what you're in.
Yeah.
All right, so you're preparing for the team you're playing, and then someone on your staff is doing the preparation for the next two teams. So you can't look at it holistic. You got to look at it as basically we've got to be better than these three teams, and really you only got to be better than two of the three teams that you're playing against.
Yeah.
So what do we have to do to win this 4-team bracket? So getting your guys to understand what's the most important thing, what's in front of you, is important. Secondly, all right, you've got to decide what you're going to give and what you're going to take away. And then managing expectation is so important. You know, and that is really because the pressure of the NCAA tournament, the finality of winning go home, alleviating taking pressure off your team is really important. So how you handle if the other team gets off to a good start?
Yeah.
How do you handle if someone, you see something that you haven't seen and you've got to make an adjustment? Making adjustment is a big part because you're playing against teams, for the most part, that you have not seen and have not studied in the same way that you would know a league opponent. So coaching is pivotal. Players are pretty pivotal also, because
yeah.
The last time I checked, tricky players make tricky coaches.
No, you're right. And speaking of the West Division, you just brought up Syracuse and Frank Howard, who is out for the NCAA tournament. How much does this benefit Gonzaga, who obviously lost to St. Mary's in their conference championship? They didn't look very good. A lot of people are saying they're the weakest of the ones out there and maybe didn't even deserve it. It's a great sign for them because it pushes them, you know, all the way into the round of 16.
Well, kind of messes up my bracket. I think Syracuse to win that game. I mean, I think I need to throw a flag on this. Well, first of all, Gonzaga's got to get through Fairleigh Dickinson, or as I call them, Harvard on the Hackensack, my alma mater. So, I mean, that will be a tough one out in Utah. But, look, it makes the path a little easier. Syracuse and Baylor are very similar teams. They play different zones. Syracuse plays a 2-3 zone. Baylor plays a 1-1-3 zone. But it's a similar preparation. So, you know, I'm not sure it makes that much of a difference. I look at if Gonzaga gets by that game, when they get to the Sweet 16, playing a Florida State team that's long, athletic, deep. If you think about the ACC tournament, they had three guys lead him in scoring in the ACC tournament. All three of them came off the bench.
Yeah, yeah. That's interesting.
I mean, so preparation-wise, you know their style of play, but you really don't. It makes it more difficult to prepare because you don't know who on that given night is going to beat you.
Yeah, that's a testament to recruiting. Seth Greenberg, yeah. ESPN college analyst, basketball analyst, joins us here. Mizzen in Maine, you have a Sweet 16 campaign, but it's not Sweet 16. It's a Sweat 16. How'd you come up with this? Or you all come up with this bracket challenge?
Yeah,
Buzz Williams is up here and everyone else who sweats a lot.
Yeah, Mizzen in Maine is a men's clothing company, a shirt company, and it's really interesting because they've created a performance fabric dress shirt, which is basically almost, in a way, a similar fabric to a dry fit. So, I mean, you could literally, you know, put this dress shirt on and go hoop. I mean, that's nobody worse for it. It's great because it stretches. It's great because no ironing, no dry cleaning. It's stretch and wick away. And by the way, they can make me look cool. They can make anyone look cool. So they created this marketing deal for the tournament, the Sweat 16, the sweatiest 16 coaches in college basketball. Now, personally, I think that Bruce Pearl is hands-down winner. But if you go to MizzenAndMain.com and go to Sweat 16, vote for your sweatiest coach, the winner of the contest is going to get a year's worth of shirts, and they got polos. These are the shirts that Phil Mickelson wears. He wore that long sleeve shirt to play that tournament in.
Oh yeah, I wonder why. Yeah. I remember that now.
Yeah, they got half zips. They got really, really nice dress shirts. If they can make me look cool, they can make anyone look cool.
I love it.
Go to MizzenAndMain.com or go to the web and go to the website. Vote for your sweatiest coach. Look at the great clothing, and then also, if you're near Nordstrom's, you can go to Nordstrom's. They got a huge display of shirts and accessories. The stuff is great. I mean, I've been wearing it for the last 2 weeks. It's absolutely incredible. It's really, really comfortable, and it looks great. And yeah, it's got all different types of styles and colors and patterns. You know, probably Jay Will not ready for it yet. I'm not sure he's hip enough. I don't know if the MizzenAndMain shirt will fit under his medium suit, so I'm not sure about that. But
hey, there's nothing wrong with medium. I do that every day.
Oh, I know. You guys, I don't have a body for medium. Hey, hey, come on now. Give me a break.
Hey, are you actually going to track the sweatiness of these coaches?
I don't know what they're going to do, but I'll tell you, there's some awesome in that list that they're going to. Like my man Izzo, and they gave him names. You know, the one guy that got a decent name, Patrick Ewing. No one's going to mess with Patrick.
Oh, Pat's winning.
I mean,
if it's got to come down to it, Pat's
a good move.
Yeah, Pat's like 330 right now. He's definitely winning this one. He's going to sweat through with Georgetown.
Hey, he's done a great. Let me tell you something. Patrick Ewing is a big time basketball coach.
I agree. It's a shame and a disappointment that he had to wait so long to become a head coach. Obviously, he wanted to do it on the NBA ranks, but he's at the college rank at Georgetown doing a heck of a job. You're absolutely right. It's a disservice to him, as great as he was, that he had to wait so long.
Totally agree. But the tournament's going to be great. I mean, just real quickly, if you want to look for some sleepers, I'll give you folks some sleepers. It's not that much of a sleeper. People have figured it out. Oregon over Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Oregon 1-8 in a row. They've got they really, really can defend. So that game will be a slow pace. Kenny Wooten is a good low post defender for Oregon. He's got to stay on his feet and not leave his feet and bite on all those Ethan Happ pump fakes and step throughs. But I like Oregon as a team for an upset. I'm not as high on Buffalo as other people. I think if Arizona State beats St. John's, I think Arizona State can beat Buffalo. That's Bobby Hurley, who coached at Buffalo, who's assistant coach. Obviously, he's had this great success now.
Yeah, we're having him on the show tomorrow.
That would be an interesting game. And then my one big rant is the NCAA should be ashamed of themselves to pit Louisville against Minnesota.
I said this yesterday. I hate this.
It's not fair to the players.
No.
It's not fair to Richard. It's not fair to Chris Mack that they have to deal with that distraction. This should be one of the happiest times of their lives. They earn their way into the NCAA tournament. These are two teams that have had terrific seasons. And without a doubt, when they step to that podium, someone's going to ask, and they need to ask Richard about what's going through his mind as his dad sues at Louisville.
Yep.
And then Chris Mack on how he deals with playing against Richard, and then the players. And you know what? If it happened by happenstance, someone in that room should have said, you know what? It's a 7-10 game. Let's flip that 7, move him over there. We'll flip-flop the 7s. We don't have to deal with this circus. And if they did see it and they didn't do it, and they came up with some bogus reason why they didn't do it, then shame on them.
Yeah, I agree. They don't need that kind of press or negativity around the NCAA tournament. Seth Greenberg, ESPN college basketball analyst, Mizzen and Main Sweat 16 campaign. Go check it out at MizzenAndMain.com. Seth, I appreciate you. I'll say it again.
Appreciate it anytime, man.
You were there for a minute,
right,
so wahoo wah.
One year, Final Four, life was good.
Exactly. Take care, Seth. Have a good one.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.